For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Very interesting story caught my eye this morning prepping for the show, where an attorney and a former township clerk are going to be going to trial over alleged 2020 election voter data breach. And this is very interesting, the way the statements coming from the Attorney General Democrat Dana Nessel's office. Nessel announced these charges after the Michigan State Police investigation and after hearing from the Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader in Lansing. She announced the charges May of 2024, alleging Scott intentionally disregarded numerous instructions from the state's election director to present the township's voting tabulator to an unauthorized vendor for maintenance and testing, and withheld the tabulator until it was seized by the Michigan State Police pursuant to a search warrant. This was done back on May 8th of 2024. Well, in August, the judge heard testimony from a county clerk that the device tablet for the machine was missing after the equipment was returned to the county. That testimony was given August the 11th of this year. The judge also heard testimony from a Michigan State Police lieutenant and an information technology expert, as well as from Jonathan Brader, who accused Lambert, the attorney, of lying. So now the case is going to be held over, going to be arraigned and held over for a trial. But here's the biggest problem, and I just got this reconfirmed this week when I took Vicky to Traverse City Monday and Tuesday. Monday and yesterday, there was a meeting of the Michigan Association of County Clerks. Vicky and all the other 82 county clerks, most of them were there, and they heard from the Bureau of Elections. They heard directly from the Bureau of Elections, and what was the very first thing out of their mouths? Vicky, when she came out of that particular session, came out and told me, because I was her chauffeur, because of the bad weather, I drove her after the radio show there. I did some other business while I was in Traverse City, came back. She said the very first thing out of the Bureau of Elections' mouth, "We are not your boss. We are only here to advise you, to help you through the election process." First thing out of their mouth, "We don't dictate the election laws. Election laws are set up by the state legislature, the House, the Senate, signed into law by a governor. We are only here to help you make sure that you comply with those laws." Very, very, very interesting statement. But the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is claiming because she did not follow the advice of the Bureau of Elections that what they did was illegal. Well, we shall see. It's going to be a very, very interesting trial, and I hope and pray to God that it's a jury trial, that this is not going to be decided by this Judge Megan Stiverson, who I don't even know. But it is going to be down in Hillsdale County Circuit Court on Monday, December 8th. And if any of my listeners downstate listening on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the radio station's website, WCHY.us, the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, if you live in the Hillsdale County area, and if you know anybody that lives in Hillsdale County, can you please get them in touch with me? Because I would love for them to go to this Hillsdale County Circuit Court on Monday, December 8th, and be a field reporter for us. Usually, most of these cases are heard at 9 o'clock in the morning. After the hearing, you guys could step out and give me a call, give me a field report as to what happened, and I could announce it live on Monday's show. So again, if anybody out there has people they know that live in Hillsdale County, put them in touch with me. Give me their number, or you give them my number. 231-360-5140. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Love to get a live field report on Monday. See exactly when the trial is going to start and if they announce whether it's going to be a jury trial. That would be great. So that's one story. Like I said, it caught my eye. I'm prepping this morning and I'm like, I did not realize they were this close to going to trial. So pretty interesting. Next story. This is kind of interesting. This is coming to us from Lansing, from the Democrat-controlled Senate by one seat. As you all know, we have 38 state senators in the state of Michigan. 38 state senators cover 83 counties. It's all based on population. State representatives represent usually between 70 and 90,000 people. Senators represent usually between 250 and 270,000 voters, constituent citizens. Well, in the Senate, they're proposing to lure businesses to Michigan through a payroll tax incentive. It has more additional layers than the House version, with provisions specifically dedicated to child care, workforce development programs, local control, and transparency obligations. MERS News Service learned that last month that if businesses are allowed to keep some of their payroll taxes, well, the Senate Democrats want them to put down at least $100,000 in, quote, a hard investment into the state per job that they're establishing. According to this story, going back on November 17th, businesses must make a $100,000 hard investment per job under the Senate Democrats' Take on Real Jobs tax credit. You got to be kidding me. You absolutely have to be kidding me. You're a small business. You're an employer in this state. You want to hire more employees, and these Senate Democrats want you to put down $100,000 per employee into their fund. Are you guys completely out of your mind? Yesterday afternoon, the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee heard testimony on the Senate proposed Senate bills 472 and 473. When I saw these come through, I didn't read the fine details. I did not see that. However, these could be now amendments. I'm not really sure because, honestly, I don't remember reading all of these bills. More jobs for Michigan program, quote unquote, is the new program under this governor. And it's going to be overseen by the Michigan Strategic Fund. Here you go. One of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pet little funds she likes to launder money through. Well, currently seeing the Senate Majority Floor Leader and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, along with State Representatives Mike Hoadley of Augray and Mark Tisdale of Rochester, are working on a deal to promote economic development in Michigan. Now that funding has been completely emptied out of the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, the SOAR Fund, that one was created back in December of 2021 and offered multi-million dollar grants to get corporations to develop in Michigan. Well, it had a sunset provision on it. And guess what? This is without a doubt a complete waste of taxpayer money. And it is something that this Republican-led caucus with the Speaker, Matt Hall, was totally, totally against. And as a result, they stopped it. They defunded it. It is no longer in existence. And they, without a doubt, emptied this fund and made sure that it was not going to go forward anymore. Now, with the SOAR fund emptied out, they got a problem. Because it basically neuters Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ability to attract economic development to the state of Michigan. With both Democratic and Republican legislators interested in discontinuing the SOAR fund permanently, the goal of yesterday's proposals is to incentivize companies by cutting the burden off their payroll taxes for new jobs. Meaning that if a new job is created, no incentive is delivered. So you have to understand that this is a process that they are working on in Lansing right now as we speak. As a result, the money's gone. So now that it's gone, it's not in the budget that they passed in October, they have to do something to permanently get rid of the SOAR fund. And they want to do it by reducing payroll taxes on new jobs. We'll wrap this up. A couple other House bills that kind of fall into it, different than the Senate's version. We'll get into all that. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the Gun Doctor Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do,
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two, talking about this new payroll tax incentive to have child care, workforce training, and local control over the money is being discussed in Lansing right now as we speak. The House proposals, different than the Senate bills, Senate bills 472, 473, House Bills 5292, 5293 are a little bit different. Payroll tax credits worth up to 50% of the company's income tax withholding is being proposed in the House. The credit could be claimed from 2026 until 2036. The businesses must create permanent and full-time positions paying at least 150% of the regional average median wage. The House also is looking at offering credits to employers that are small. They have less than 100 workers. Medium-sized companies between 100 and 999 are considered medium-sized companies, and large companies are 1,000 or more full-time employees. Senate's proposal under Sam Singh, the Senate Majority Leader, features more obligations and criteria for becoming eligible. For starters, recipients need to fit under one of the eligibility tiers. Number two, an employer creating at least 25 jobs paying 175% or more than the Prosperity Region's average median wage. Also, they have to look at where the facility is located. Based on the most recent data made available by the Michigan Bureau of Labor and Market Information and Strategic Initiatives. Senate also has requirements regarding more than 25 jobs, paying at least 135% of the average wage in a county with a population of under 50,000. What's motivating them to do that in small counties? Just curious. The other requirements, more than 250 jobs, paying at least 150% of the average wage, and also is in a county with more than 100,000 population. So again, I don't understand the population component of this. If I could have a question answered by Senator Singh, that would be it. Why are they limiting it to the population of the county? Just doesn't make sense. Well, the bottom line to all this, this is going to be something that the governor wants negotiated and on her desk before the end of the year. Not sure that's going to happen, but it's something that they're working on. So we'll see if it comes to fruition. The bottom line is that in the end, if you don't get this done now, this will be a top priority come the first of the year, said State Representative Dan Lowers of Brockway. We like these proposals so far. We want to put people who are currently unemployed back to work. And if we can offer a tax incentives to employers to help do it, that's what the plan the Republicans want to do in the House. Lawyers went on to say that the Senate has a lot more requirements and qualifications, and one of them, $100,000 upfront per job, may not be affordable by most companies. You think? So, pretty interesting direction that it appears they're going on these economic development plans. So, we'll see where it goes. We'll take it from there. Absolutely. Absolutely, very much interested in seeing if they're able to get this done before the end of the year. Basically, they have this week and next week to pass it in both the House, the Senate, and then send it to the governor. If not, it looks like it'll be taken up next year. So we'll continue to follow that story and keep you guys informed as it moves forward. Let's see. What is the other short one I can get in real quick? This one is funny. Three Michigan News Talk radio stations this week are being turned into affiliates of Detroit's largest sports talk radio station, 97.1 FM out of Detroit. A move that will at least temporarily take conservative talk show host Steve Gruber off the air in Battle Creek and Kalamazoo and alters his range in Lansing. We're going to get into this entire story, but who did it? George Soros Fund Management holds a controlling interest in Audacity. Soros is known in political circles for being a generous contributor to Democratic causes. We'll get into this entire story on the other side. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.